good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac. What's this podcast called? We could start again, but I'm not going to start again. We're just going to roll with it. The entire point of this podcast is it's meant to be improvised. You know, rolling with my homies and all of that. So, I've been listening to a book because I can't read. So, if I need information, it has to be through Audible. Audible is literally reading for thick people, isn't it? And I've been listening to this book called Mastery. It's just called Mastery. Imagine if a book was called Mastery. That'd be quite funny. Like somebody just dictated the title. I think it's called Mastery by Robert Greene. And obviously it's about how to get better at certain skills and just generally how you become a master in whatever your chosen occupation may be. And I'm obviously reading it because of comedy. I thought, Robert Greene, I've got a lot of respect for. And out of all of his books, that's the one that seemed to fit most with comedy. So I'm listening to it, and so far it hasn't told me a great deal of things I haven't worked out in the last few years. But what is amazing, and I don't mean to sound like I've got it all worked out, because I very much don't, but I think understanding that you don't have it all worked out is part of the path of working it out. And when I say it, I mean life and what you're meant to do with yourself and creativity. And I would say my mentality and my happiness so much improved by doing stand-up comedy, because I'm doing something hard and difficult and I'm learning about that, and it is keeping me sane. Weirdly, the struggle keeps you sane. I do cold showers in the morning, and I have to tell everyone because that's my personality. You know, if you do cold showers, suddenly that's a substitute for being a real person. Anyway, so I cold shower in the morning, and I do worry about it, like every morning, but it just makes the rest of the day easier. Anyway, that's almost an intervention there to say, stop talking about cold showers. The point is, my boys are getting older, and we were at the kitchen table the other day, and we were talking about careers and so forth, and one of them wants to join the army, and he's pretty set on it, and he's already like a three-star cadet, and he's already going through that same path that you hear about a lot of people who get obsessed with the armed forces are going through. So fair enough, he's got his job. But the other one, I know he wants money, but who doesn't want money? But he's kind of, you know, bobbing around, not sure what he was doing. And I just said to him, listen, just make sure you end up doing something that you like. Don't just do something for the money, because if you do something when you're 18 or 21 for the money, you will be stuck. Because what nobody tells you is it's very, very difficult to go back. Once you start earning that money, it's nearly impossible to go back to earning less. And so you develop a trap for yourself very quickly. And what I said to them is, this is going to sound weird, but when you are young, you can afford to be poor. You can afford to not have money. It doesn't really matter. If you're skint at 25, it doesn't really matter. If you're skint at 45 and you've got a family and a mortgage, then it matters. So life gets harder and more complicated as you go along. So take the opportunity when you can to be poor. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this, I doubt anyone under 30 listens to this podcast. So, you know, we're all past that point. But I was getting my hair cut once, and they get someone to wash your hair before you get your hair cut. You know, this is when I used to go to a proper hairdresser's. Used to have the head stylist, Eric, work on my hair. He had an Eric the whole time, which is a slang word for an erection. Anyway, it's a joke. He's a very good French guy, and used to do wonderful haircuts. But then he split up with his wife and left for France. And then I didn't go back, and now the hairdresser's is gone. Not saying I was keeping it afloat, but I was keeping it afloat. So anyway, this young girl, she was washing my hair, and it's very awkward when someone, it feels intimate. So you talk a lot of shit just to kind of make it more normal, you know, and what you're doing with your weekend and what's going on. Anyway, she said to me that she's working in this salon to get money so she can apply again to dance school next year. She tried applying to dance school the year that she was washing my hair when we were talking, and she'd got rejected. She said it's something like 120 people get in out of 5,000 or something. And I said to her, well, I'm going to say something now. I'm going to pull the adult card on you, and you're not going to like what I'm going to say. And she said, I know, you're going to say, work here, get a career, have a stable income. And I said, no, I'm going to say the exact opposite. Get out now. Because when you've worked here for a year, and you may even get a pay rise in that year, you are not going to be able to go back to being a skint student. It's going to be very, very, it's going to be 20 times as difficult. And I said, just don't ever think you can have one career running alongside a creative career. I mean, this is what I'm trying to do now, and this is the kind of compromise you have to make when you're over 40, which is you have to go, shit, I now have to do two things at one time. I've got to keep my family afloat and my mortgage paid and keep the income coming in and do comedy. But man, if I started comedy at 21, Jesus Christ, you could be shit for 15 fucking years. You could be absolutely dire and it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter because then you start getting good at 35. I didn't even start comedy till I was 40. So I don't have the time or luxury to play around with it as much as other people. I've got to take it a little bit more seriously if I ever want to get anything out of it. But my point is, this girl, I can guarantee you, if she decided to stay in that salon, she's now just working in the salon. She might even become a hairdresser, but it's not what she really wanted to do. What she really wanted to do was to do dance at dance college. So, yes, there's a train going past. That's a nice signal for me to say, let's end the podcast there. I mean, this is all probably stuff you know, and essentially this is what Robert Greene's saying in Mastery. And again, like I said, I've kind of worked out that bit. But I don't think a lot of kids have. They get their head full of shit, especially at school. School teaches them to be good employees. School doesn't teach them to be an entrepreneur. Or let alone, an entrepreneur is sometimes, they're sometimes looked at and like deified. Oh, you know, it's amazing to be an entrepreneur. But you certainly are not taught in school how to be creative, how to be an actor or a writer or a comedian or a painter. I mean, I know they do art. And some schools do performance art, but it's not the driving force behind a school, is it? The driving force behind a school, all schools, is just to pump out good employees, you know, cogs in machines, which keeps the economy going, which I understand. But the whole world is trying to tell you to be normal and conform and not step out of line. And you have to free yourself by going, no, I'm going to do my own thing. In the face of lots of criticism, which is weird, isn't it? All right then, that's it. See you on the next pod.